Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Like everybody, I'm very concerned with the increasing number of violent acts in this country, particularly those that involve multiple victims. And I think everybody agrees that something needs to be done, but there is a whole lot of disagreement as to what will actually make a difference. Gun control is often proposed, but the cities with the strongest gun control laws are often the ones in which the most violence is taking place. Another problem, I think, is that people who want guns will always find a way to get them, and then there is this pesky thing called the Constitution that gets in the way sometimes. But still others propose, and this is the thing that concerns me the most, that we need to get more people to psychiatrists for earlier intervention. But this approach overlooks the fact that most of the people who are committing these crimes and these violent acts are under psychiatric care and were medicated at the time that the violence occurred. This was the case with Sandy Hook and the incident in Colorado. And Peter Bregan has done quite a bit of research on this particular issue, and most of these situations involve people who were under psychiatric care and taking meds. The increased risk of violence with psychiatric drugs is well documented, and the companies that make these drugs and the FDA are aware and have been for a long time of this issue. I think they both hope that nobody will find out, but the issue is getting more attention. And I have to say, the internet, which is the best and the worst of humanity, we all know about the worst part, is partly responsible for that. People get a lot of information these days, including information about this. Three researchers recently looked at data from the FDA's adverse event reporting system to identify drugs associated with a disproportionate number of violent acts. They identified drugs with at least 200 serious adverse event reports between 2004 and 2009. There were 489 drugs with a total of, and you will not believe this number, 780,169 adverse event reports. By searching for words like homicide, physical assault, physical abuse, homicidal ideation, and violence-related symptoms, the researchers identified 31 drugs with a disproportionate association with violence. These 31 drugs accounted for 1,527 out of 1,937 cases of violence. Since most adverse events are not reported, that means that the incidence of violent thoughts and acts associated with taking these drugs is probably much higher than we actually know. Now, this blew me away. Chantix, the smoking cessation drug, presented the biggest risk for violence. The risk was 18 times higher than for all the rest of the drugs combined. Prozac and Paxil were second and third, and after that came 9 antidepressants, 6 sedatives, and 3 ADHD medications. As a group, the antidepressants were the worst of all, including mood stabilizers, antipsychotics, and sedatives. So it seems to me that we really can't afford to have any more people counseling with more psychiatrists so we can have more drug-induced violence. And unfortunately, this part of the story isn't getting enough attention yet, but I'm hoping that it will get more. The answer to this is not psychiatrists. The answer is, I'm not sure I have the answer, by the way. I don't pretend to know it all, but I know that what we are doing to medicate people in this country is not working. We got to stop doing that. That's all for now. Have a great day and a great weekend, and I will be back to you again on Monday.